Time to talk about business and career advancement education. And Edward King with Alliance Career Training Solutions is with us once again. Edward, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Glad to be here.
So you have an interesting story to tell us today.
I mean, it's unusual but typical. So I was coming over from Monterey on Highway 68. Uh-huh. And at 7 in the morning, it typically is not such a big deal. But today, we were on traffic and everybody was driving 25. And I'm sitting back there and I'm trying to look ahead, you know, on the straight zones, and I spot a car and I'm thinking, that's the guy that's driving really slow.
Slowing everybody else down.
Then I get to another straightaway and I see there's 20 cars in front of him and so on and so forth. 25 to 30 miles per hour all the way across. And I can never figure out what the problem was. And so here's how I translate that for us business managers and owners. The reality is you can't go any faster than the slowest member of your team.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The second lesson that I learned from it is, as a leader, you have to lead from the front, not the back. So here I was in the back. I couldn't do anything about changing my team and how fast they were going. So what do I do about that? Well, first off, it's an attitude of the owner. You've got to lead. You've got to lead from the front, and you have to set the pace. The second thing is you have to do something about the slowest member of the team. And really, I project that the best thing to do, besides firing them, is educate them. Give them an understanding of what it is they're doing wrong, what it is they're supposed to be doing, and apply some good value dollars into training your employees. Right now is an amazing month of December, as you know, and everybody is kind of like, slowing down or distracted by the holidays. No, this is a perfect time to take your employees and send them for training.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. So don't waste this kind of dull month. Take advantage of it and put your employees in training, because there's two things that I've learned about learning software is the employees don't know what they don't know, but even worse, the boss doesn't know what they don't know. And the only way to fix that is to give them solid education so you know what they should know.
Edward, you talk about business not being able to move any faster than the slowest member of the team.
Yeah.
So you talk about coaching that person up, getting them the training and education.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, sometimes you have to separate from people. But oftentimes, some businesses will go ahead and they'll attempt to bury that person in a position that isn't so critical that won't slow the rest of the team down. What do you think of that?
You know, I think that has harm in two different directions. One is, what does that say to the rest of the employees? You're going to promote or keep someone who everybody knows is not doing the task. Second thing is, you're really setting up that person for a false understanding of life. The reality is they're probably not in the right company, the right job, and they really should go find a more appropriate job for them. I have a receptionist. It's kind of the same thing. We've tried to give them other tasks, and they just don't measure up. So fortunately, the person's found another job and has moved on into an area that I know that person will thrive in, because it's appropriate for their personality and their skill set.
Edward King, Alliance Career Training Solutions, has been our guest today. AllianceTrades.com. That is the website. Edward, telephone number.
It's 831-755-8200. Make sure you call us and buy our vouchers. It's the best way to send your employees to training.
Hi, this is Barry Brown inviting you to join us for Wake Up weekday mornings from 5 till 7 a.m. on KION News Channel 546. If you can't watch, then listen. Our first hour is simulcast on Power Talk 101.1 FM. You can catch us online, on TV, and on the radio.